So we discussed in the past, why did we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos? In fact, and in contrast, well, the minhag Yerushalayim is that they read all five Megillas, they read with a cloth, a parchment, and they make a bracha. Like the same way we do in Chutzgar, it's Megillas Esther. That's how they based on the minhag Hagra, that they make a bracha on each one. However, our minhag is that, no, we just read Megillas Rus from a Chumash, Tanakh, different minhag, wherever you read it from. But the question is, now why we read Megillas Rus on Shavuos? There's a discussion in the Mefarshim, why was Megillas Rus in the Chaf Dalet Sifrei Tanakh? We know we have 24 books of Tanakh. In fact, that's why it says Chanukah, Chaf Hei. We rested on the 25th. That's why we only have Megillas Esther, but we don't have the story of Chanukah. So why was it included at all? What purpose? If you put it in the Sifrei Tanakh, there has to be every Navi speaks to the door. So not every prophecy is written down. But any prophecy is written down, it must be a message with Dorah. So what's the message here? So they explain, why did Shmuel HaNavi write it down? To teach us the Yichus of David HaMelech. They wanted to teach us that there's going to be a lot of discrepancy, a lot of debate, fighting over whether David HaMelech could become into Judaism, because we know Ruth married Boaz. So Boaz comes from Sheva Yehuda, a descendant of Nachshon ben Aminadav. David is the great-grandson of Ruth, so that's what the end of the Megillah, it traces back the lineage to Yishai and then David. It goes back further, starting from Ruth and Boaz. So it wanted to teach us that David, the Yichus of David, who came from Ruth, and Ruth is an accepted convert because we have a principle, it's really a special exception because only the woman could come. In fact, why couldn't you accept a convert from Moab? So the Torah tells us because they didn't give us bread and water. And also, besides that, it says they hired Bilam to curse us, to kill us. So they didn't help us with bread and water. So the Shai is, there are a lot of worse things that other nations have done. Amalek, they try to kill us. In Egypt, they enslaved us, also killed us. And in fact, what do you mean Ammon and Moab? Where did the original Ammon and Moab? What happened? It was Lot's daughter. They got Lot's daughters, Ammon and Moab. And they didn't, they were Lashen Shamayim. They thought the world was going to be destroyed. Olam Echesed Yibana, so they had incest. And yet, so you could say, so maybe you say that's held against them. Apparently that doesn't seem to be. They meant well because they thought they were saving the world. So that's a general halakha, pikuach nefesh. If you think you're doing pikuach nefesh and it ends up they didn't need you, it's still nachayev, as long as it's the perception of pikuach nefesh. That's another discussion. What happens if you don't plan? You plan on machal Shabbos, but you end up doing pikuach nefesh. Is that good? So that's the Gemara in Menachos about if you summons fishing and they catch a person as well. But you go basa makshava, basa maisa. But nevertheless, you would think, it doesn't say we're not taking Ammon and Moab because they committed incest. You would think that's a much more severe of error, a Molech and Mitzrayim. Yet it says it seems to be a relatively trivial thing of they didn't want to help us out and give us water and bread. So the commentators point out, what's the yisod here? Lot was the nephew of Avram. Avram is the Ish Chesed, and that's all he did. Besides spread ethical monotheism, he's the Ish Chesed, helping everyone out, opening up hospitals or the Chesed groups, and he helped Lot out. He saved Lot in the wars. He got Lot, so he did a lot for Lot. And we see that, and therefore he incorporated Lot the importance of Chesed, and yet we see that Ammon and Moab should go kidmo lechem b'mayim. So what's the pshat? Because what's the yisod? Bereishis baro akim, as Rashi quotes, the yisod of the world is hakaras hatov, appreciated that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything. Like we find, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu would not do the first couple of makas, because Dam Svardeya Hinim. So we know that the Nile River saved his life, even though the Nile River just did what they were supposed to do, and nevertheless, Hakaras are told even to inanimate objects, which we do every Friday night. Not to embarrass the challah, we cover the challah during Kiddush, because since if it wasn't for Kiddush, we'd make Hamotzi first, so not to embarrass the king, so we cover it up, so to speak. And we see as well that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to fight the war against Midian. Why? Because Midian, he ran to Midian, and they saved his life when he was running from the Egyptians. And we, as the Sfasem, as others explain, Rav Hutner, that's the word Yehudi comes from, is Hodah. Admit and thanks, you know, Modem Anachnuach. I'm thanking you, but I'm also acknowledging, because in order to thank someone, you have to acknowledge that they did something for you, and you are grateful. Like by Leia, Pam Odes Hashem, one of the first to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the Yisod here. We see the Yisod is that they were Kafli Tova. That someone who's Kafli Tova, in a certain sense, that's worse. All the other Averas, Be'al Makom Zo, they're bad, but God might have more tolerance, give you a chance for tshuva. But if you're a Kafli Tova, if you deny the good that people do, that's terrible. Like we see in Parshas Kisavu by the whole Mitzvah Bikurim. That, and as we say in the Nishmas, that every part of our body should sing Shevach. So that's the Yisod. That Shalod Kidma, that didn't give Lechem Amayim, you would think, what's the big deal? The big deal isn't so much they didn't give bread. It's the Yisod of this thing. They're lacking Hakaras HaTov. And if you don't have Hakaras HaTov, you're lacking the basics of Judaism. Therefore, we see that's the reason the Torah gave, not to accept from Ammon and Moab, not because of the incest, not because of Amalek or Mitzrayim, but so they didn't give bread and water. And that's the Yisod, especially coming into the Yontov of Shavuos. So not only is the two luchas, not only is it Bet Adam Wamakom, the first side, but Adam Wachaver, as Rav Gedal Yeshua points out in the Or Gedalyahu, that in order to be ready for Pesach, Shavuos, we got to throw the three parts of Sphira. We have the first part, the first third is, you know, Ashlosh Dvarim Olam Omed, our Torah, our Tfilah, our Gemilas Chasadim, our Torah, our Tfilah, that's the Korban Pesach. And then the second time in a month, second, third of Sfira, is because of Pesach Sheni, the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the last third, Ronitna Haman Elola. To those who are learning Torah, so therefore, that's the last third from Lag BaOmer and on. So that's the Yisod, that when we're ready for Kabbalah, that Torah, we have to be makaba the whole Torah. Not just the first side of the Ulus, but the second as well. And that's what the Torah singles out. The reason why Ammon and Moab were rejected, not for the major Averas, but for the little things, like we find by Rav Yossi ben Kisma, when he fell ill. And one of the rabbis came to visit him. So they asked him, what did you do? You think I'm going to get Olam Haba? This is someone who was risking his life to save Jews. He was teaching Torah to save Jews. He told them you shouldn't do it in public. But you would think, instead of giving him that act, he said, you know what? You know what you should do is tell me something you did. So he said, at one time I put away a little I mixed up Purim money with Tzedakah money, so therefore I went ahead and put it together. And I took out and I put it all, $5 to charity. You would think he would have said, I'm being Moser Nefesh. That's what I deserve. But we see people in their life get caught up in the big things. But it's the little things that show a person's greatness. That's why when a ger comes to convert to Judaism, You asked them about the kalos and the chamuras. If they're going to keep the chamuras, they'll keep the kalos. Not necessarily. Those on the five, to make the 5 o'clock news, people are willing to keep. But when no one's around, that's the judge. And therefore, not only the mitzvahs chamuras, but the mitzvahs kalos. And that's why, perhaps as well, we begin tzvira on the second day, because that's when the Karban Omer is. It's the everyday things. It's the things you have in common, the Karban Omer with barley. The things you have in common with the animals, those are the things you have to work on. And that's the Yisod. That's why Megillas Rus is mentioned in Tanakh, because we wanted to show the Yichas of David HaMelech, and coming from Rus HaMoaviyah, and the interesting, the reason the Torah gives is not because of what Lot's daughters did. One might think that's a lot worse, but no. So if you don't have basic hakaras atov, you're not a mensch, then you're not going to be ready, you can't come into Judaism, and you're not prepared for Kabbalah HaTorah.